And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Mercer County High School Spotlight this week takes us to the Golden Eagles Pep Band. We're talking with senior Ingrid Hayes, and I know it's always kind of an exciting time of the year, I think, for like the band students at Mercer County when you get to that Pep Band portion of the calendar in the winter. So is that something you feel every winter as you get ready to start playing in the gyms?
It definitely is. It's one of those things where you know that Pep Band's coming up, you get done with marching band, and you know that once you come back from that last game, it's like, oh, guys, it's Pep Band this weekend. There's definitely a thrill. It's just more of a fun kind of uplifting time because we're all, it's usually songs we enjoy quite a bit, and it's just, it's so fun, and the environment is definitely different.
Yeah, so you talk about that, you mentioned like going from marching band into pep band. I know you have like a concert band series you play as well, so there's differences with each one, I know. So can you walk through for the listener like the main differences between like a concert band performance and then getting to play in the pep band?
So concert band is definitely, we have three pieces that we have to play. We prepare them. We work very, very hard on them. And it's something that you work on for a very long time to the point where you get so tired of the songs by the end of it, you're very glad that they're done. And it still is a very good time of learning. But then when you go to those pep band games where you get to have an extra pep band day in class, it's just, it's so fun. There's just quick peppy songs and they're usually a lot shorter than concert band music, so it takes less time, you get through more songs, and it's so much more. Pep band is my favorite, so it's definitely more fun than concert band.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids probably think that because I know, like you touched on there, like with the pep band performance, you play a lot of songs that like you know already, right? They're kind of like popular songs from whatever, you know, time period they were released in, and two, I think, like you said there, the environment, it's kind of a more like relaxed type thing where you get to just go in there, have some fun watching, you know, your friends playing basketball and then like play really loud and everything and scream and yell. So do you have like a favorite part of, you know, pep band performances or just being there?
My favorite part probably for pep band is the fact that we don't have to use dynamics, which is how loud or quiet you play music. And it's just nice to play as loud as you can. Sometimes if you're sitting behind a trumpet or a trombone and or beside him or whatever, you will definitely know that they're there, and it's just fun to kind of play that loud, and it just makes it so much more hype. And then in the gym, of course, it echoes, and it's just loud, and it's just fun to have it like that.
Yeah, that's something there that I agree with you on, that, and I watch a lot of high school basketball games every year, right? And I always think the best environments are when there's like a pep band and a good pep band there too. Like I think it adds so much as opposed to just playing music through like a speaker throughout the gym, right? And I know Mercer County has always had such a great pep band. I think it adds so much to just the atmosphere and kind of the feel of the game. So can you talk about that too? Because I'm sure you kind of feel that whether, you know, if you come to a game like when there's not the band, I think there's a big difference than when there is.
It definitely, it adds the hype. And when you, I always go and play, and then when we're done for a little bit, then I run over to the student section, and then just even being in the student section, because I play at boys games, and in the student section or with the fun themes, and it's just playing pep band, you kind of just feel better afterwards. And sometimes music is one of those things, it's hard and it can be frustrating, but you have to find the things about it that you enjoy that you can still learn from. Like concert band isn't my favorite, I learn a lot, but pep band is like the fun of that season, and it gives you a little break from doing all the concert band all the time.
Okay, so walk us through kind of the process of like selecting what song or songs you're gonna play. I know you got a pretty like thick folder, right, full of different songs that you could perform each night. So is that something you get some like leeway in terms of recommendations, or does Mr. Ruggles, who you're probably going to say is great, I know that's kind of the theme with all these, but does he kind of rule with an iron fist, or how does that work?
We definitely have set songs we play. We play the horse, we obviously play War Eagle every single game. There's just certain songs we have to play at certain times, that's just a tradition. But then sometimes in class we'll be like talking like, oh, hey, what songs do you want to play at this game? And sometimes if you shout it out when everybody else is in or you catch his ear or something, he'll write down the song you recommend. It also depends on where our JV band is at, because with them, we want them to enjoy pep band, and if there's just a whole bunch of songs that they don't know or understand how to play, it's not going to be as enjoyable. So we definitely have to look at where our JV band also is. But sometimes if you're a senior or sometimes even juniors, you get to put in a couple songs you want to play. Also, our drummers get a lot of say in like what they want to play because they kind of hold the tempo and hold everything for the song.
So what about like a favorite song or songs? Or when we were talking before you started, you said, I don't know maybe if I have a favorite, but I have a few least favorite ones. So go ahead and kind of walk us through what you like, what you don't like playing specifically.
I really like a lot of the old rock tunes. One that I really just despise. We play it every year. It's slow. I don't like September. The song September makes me crazy. I don't remember which one we deleted out of the folder this year. I feel like it might have been that one. But there's that one. And there's just, the slow songs, like, I understand, like, they're popular, but they're not pep bandy. And so it's not hype. I'm like, I need the hype if I'm going to be at pep band. And then I really, one of my favorite songs is Paint It Black. I just love the, we get going pretty fast tempo-wise. 8765, 309s, or Jenny. I love that
classic
one.
I love that one too, man.
The flute part is so hard, but I like last year I was pretty much getting down. This year it's down, and it makes the song so much more fun. And I don't mind getting the pep band songs that have the harder like flute areas because it's a challenge, and there's definitely a difference. You can just tell like, okay, this is a song that I have to work a little bit harder on, and that's nice because pep band songs are usually a bit easier, but just finding those ones that have the little bit harder part in them, it's fun when you get it down.
So, and then just as we wrap up with you, I know like as a senior in high school, you kind of are reflective once you get to the second semester on, you know, the last 4 years of your life, right? And this sounds like something that you've really enjoyed doing. So I guess as you look down the line, I know you got a month and a half or so left of pep band, something this kind of a fond memory you think you'll have of your high school days?
There's a lot of ones that are pep bandy, and just being up top, and I remember my freshman year, it was so new and it was a little bit scary walking into the first game for the first time. And I remember walking in and you've got all the senior guys sitting up top and they're hooting and hollering. And I just remember that, and now being a senior and being able to be one of the hype people that everybody's like, oh, Bingard's ready to go for this game. It's just nice to see the, like, being able to kind of pass that on, like show people like, hey, if we're not hype, then like what are our people playing for? Like if they don't got the hype of us, what are they doing? And it's just nice to like be there and be part of that. It also gives me an excuse to go to all the boys' games, which is really nice, because if it wasn't for pep band, I probably would not get to go, because it would be the, you've got stuff you need to be doing.
Bring the hype, right? That's what we say. So Ingrid Hayes, Mercer County senior, part of the great Golden Eagles pep band, playing Friday night right at home against Riverdale, so you can get out, see the game, and listen to some high-quality high school students playing music, right? Ingrid, appreciate the time, and enjoy the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, and I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.